It's May 29, 2016. And today, throughout the day, I've been reflecting on something that for me happened about 16 years ago, probably around this time of year. I can't pinpoint the exact date, but I do believe it was sometime in May of 2000 when I joined, and I don't even remember how I found out about this, because remember, back in 2000, you didn't have social networks. You didn't have an instant, you know, you browse social media and find news links that interest you. You didn't do that. You know, you had people tell you about stuff, or you read stuff in, like, on tech sites, or even on tech TV. I might have found out about it through tech TV, actually, since tech TV existed back then. But in any case, in or about May of 2000, I joined something called Napster. Now, those of you who were around in 2000 and were a part of the Napster community will remember how crazy awesome it was in numerous ways. And it sort of changed all sorts of things in the short time that it was around. And to this day, I firmly believe that if it hadn't gotten shut down by the greedy record labels, if they had just embraced what it could have done for them, we'd have an even more incredible service today. But Napster, in 2000, it did a number of things. The primary thing, of course, that it did was allow you to search for and download music from anyone that was on the service that had it. I think that was the most incredible aspect of it. Everybody knows that's what it did. But it resulted in a number of things happening. You know, internet provider, broadband adoption became, was more streamlined. It was not streamlined, but I think it, the growth of broadband was due in part to Napster, because people wanted to be able to download their stuff faster. They wanted to be able to get things to people faster, you know, when they would be uploading. You know, because back when Napster came along, dial-up was still a fairly decent amount of what consumers had for broadband back then. So, you know, broadband adoption, I think, was helped out by Napster. Of course, the technology industry, you wouldn't have had the growth of the iPod without the success of Napster and the ability to grab any song you wanted. Never mind that it was free. That was just icing on the cake, in my opinion. Just the fact you could do it, you know, it made me appreciate just how awesome the internet could be. And this is well before the iTunes Store or Spotify or any of today's modern ways of listening to music or checking out audio. I found, you know, all Napster did in the simplest sense was allow you to search for and download MP3s from those that were sharing them. And not only could you find music on Napster, I may be the only one that ever did this, but I also found speeches on Napster, like President Kennedy, you know, "We choose to go to the moon" speech to Congress in May of 61. I found that on Napster. I found a few other speeches on Napster too. And just browsing around, you know, I was surprised what I was able to find. I mean, it's too bad that it got shut down, because yeah, you can find a lot of that stuff now, but boy, just thinking about Napster and I just, and you could chat too. The thing about Napster was it was a community as well as a search engine. I mean, the record companies could have really embraced this. You know, when I first used Napster, I still had dial-up. And to me, it was amazing being able to queue up a song or a few songs. Each one would take about 15 minutes or so to download. And I just thought that was so cool. You know, have an MP3, you know, 4 or 5 meg MP3 in about 15, 16 minutes. Wow, you know. You know, if Napster were around today, we'd be having those songs in, what, 3 seconds? Not even? Uploading them would be, you know, you'd have your song in a minute, if that. Give or take your upload speed, of course. Who would have thought, you know, that Napster could have influenced so much? Had it not been for Napster, we probably wouldn't have had the iPod. We might have had the iPod, but I don't know that it would have taken off as much. Broadband itself, the adoption of it, probably would not have taken off as quickly as it did. It certainly would have taken off because people wouldn't have always wanted to tie up their phone line for internet. I remember when I first got DSL, which wouldn't be until August of 2001, only because it didn't become available in my area till then. I remember thinking that only businesses could have that kind of always-on, high-speed connection. You know, and once I saw that and used that, actually, by the time I got broadband of my own, Napster was pretty much already gone, but there were other services that were beginning to replace it. Things like QtMX, WinMX, you know, that would do similar things to what Napster did. Again, this is long before Spotify, long before the age of on-demand music listening, when you know, downloading was still the main way to get music. Back, you know, 16 years ago, that was just the revolutionary thing. I mean, it was just the idea that you could do that over the internet was wow, and it changed so many things, both in terms of you know, allowing for digital music distribution in general, and then just so many things technology related would come about as a more or less a direct result of Napster. How many of you, I wonder, were a part of it? How many of you used Napster on a regular basis as I did? 7 minutes and 56. And I remember myself being one of those consumers that would sample music on albums that will have just come out. I remember there was an Enya album that came out. It was A Day Without Rain. I'll never forget it. November 2000. A Day Without Rain. I sampled, I think, 3 or 4 tracks on Napster, liked what I heard, immediately went the next day to Tower Records, which still existed back then, and I bought that album. Enya's A Day Without Rain. Had it on CD, had it in my hot little hands. I paid for it. So, and that was directly because I was able to preview it before I got it. And, you know, I could have just grabbed the album and never bought the CD, but I liked it. I liked Enya in general. And I had heard a lot of her music thanks to Napster. I'd gotten into that. So I bought that album. And 9 minutes and 2 seconds. What a revolution that was, just to be able to do that, you know. Back in 2000, you know, I don't remember how I found out about Napster. But I bet a lot of you remember Napster and just how amazing it was. And what I remember also is that it was the chat community. I made friends on Napster. I made friends that I would keep in regular contact with. They would let me browse their libraries. And we would often, you know, chat with each other. And you know, you got anything new in your music collection? You know, let me take a look. It's just amazing. 9 minutes and 48 seconds. I loved what you could do with Napster, and I think I'll do another post that kind of talks about the community aspect here in a second. So that's coming up.